开始之前有一个祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for the reminder of this hymn.
主啊，我们为着这首诗歌对我们的提醒感谢你。
There's a whisper from the glory of your soon and blessed return.
你这个有确据的必要再来的这个荣耀的这个话语就在我们的心里。
We do not take these words lightly.
主啊，愿意我们不轻看这些话语。
But within our hearts, may you change our hearts that we may be ready for your soon return.
主啊，愿意你在我们的心里做工，改变它，让我们也是这样的来期待你就要再来的这件事情。
We thank you for this time that we have to spend time before you in your word.
主啊，也为这一段时间感谢你，因为我们可以在这段时间来看你自己的话语。
By your spirit, may you reveal wondrous things in your law.
主啊，愿意在你的这个恩典里面，我们可以看见你律法的奇妙。
May we because your word is life to us.
因为你的话就是生命。
Reveal yourself in your word.
在你的话语里面启示你的自己。
Speak, for we are here listening to your voice.
请说，你的仆人静听。
In your name that we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, Caleb and I, we have the responsibility of sharing to you, and the theme verse that we have comes from the book of Titus.
今天早上是我跟 Caleb 弟兄在负担里面与大家分享。我们的主题经节是在提多书。
And so let's open the Bible to Titus chapter 2.
所以让我们把圣经打开到提多书第二章。
And we'll read from verse 11 to verse 14.
我们要从十一节读到十四节。
So Titus 2, starting from verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
And looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people.Zealous for good works.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
So my responsibility is over this part in verse 12. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
那我分享的部分就在第十二节里面讲到，在今世自守公义。
And so how can we live this life? How can we apply it daily into our lives?
那我们怎么样把这些话语在我们日常的生活里面经历出来呢？
So for this time, we will use a parable that our Lord Jesus gave in the book of Luke.
所以在这一段时间，我们用主自己在路加福音的一个例子来讲。
And so let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 12.And we will begin from verse 35.
那我们可以把圣经打开在路加福音的十二章三十五节开始。
So Luke 12:35, and this is the parable of the faithful steward.
在路加福音的十二章，这里面讲到是一个忠心的管家。
Luke 12:35. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning.And you yourself be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately.
你们腰里要束上带，灯也要点着，自己好像仆人等候主人从婚姻的宴席上回来。他来到叩门，就立刻给他开门。
Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you,that he, that is the master, will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants.
主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，这主人就是主自己，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。 或是二更天来，或是三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。
But notice that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不容贼挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?
彼得说，主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？
And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes.
主说，谁是那有忠心又有见识的管家，主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。那仆人若心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打仆人和使女，并且吃喝醉酒。在他想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重地处置他，定他和不忠心的人同罪。
And that servant who knew his master's will, and did not prepare himself or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from whom much will be required, and to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more.
仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
So this parable in Luke chapter 12 speaks of servants and a master who has gone away.
所以这个刚才讲到的例子比喻里面讲到一个仆人还有他 离开再回来的主人。
And so like in Sunday school, when I speak of these parables, I ask the kids, who's the master, who's the Lord?
那我在教主日学的时候就问孩子们，谁是主人，谁是仆人？
And of course their answer is the Lord Jesus.
当然他们的答案就是主耶稣是那主人。
But who are these servants?
那这些仆人是谁？
And so even when we look into original Greek, this word is doulos.
如果我们看到这个希腊原文的话，希腊原文是 doulos。
And this is the same word that the Apostle Paul used in his letters when he described himself as the bondservant of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个词是同一个词，就是保罗他描述自己的时候说他是耶稣基督的奴仆。
So when I read this parable and then I find the context, maybe I think that a bondservant is someone like the Apostle Paul.
然后我看到比喻的时候想到背景，也许这个仆人讲到的是像使徒保罗那样的人。
Maybe someone who has a outward ministry.
有的人在外面有许多的服事。
Maybe someone who ministers the word.
也许有些人在话语上面来服事。
Or someone who is responsible for the gathering, like the elders or the deacons, the apostles.
也许是在教会里面，比如说使徒啊、长老啊或者执事啊。
Someone who pastors the flock.
有的是牧养群羊的
or someone who ministers full time,
或者那些全时间服侍的人。
And we find Peter even has the same thought, and in the only black text that we see, if you have those red letter Bible, he asks this question.
那在有的人的那个圣经里面，主耶稣的话是红字的，那这里面也有这样一个问题。
Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?
那这个问题是用黑字写的，就是彼得问主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？
So in other words, Peter is asking, is it only for the 12 or is it for all people? Everyone who's around you, this crowd, this road, are we the only ones who need to be ready for your return.
或者说彼得当时问的时候是说，你只对我们这十二个人讲吗？还是对周围这么多的众人来讲呢？
And so our Lord, in his infinite wisdom, he does not answer Peter immediately.
那在主他那个不可测度的智慧里面，他没有马上的回答这个问题。
And he did not give a yes or no answer.
他的回答不是说是或者不是。
But within the end of the parable, he gave this thought in verse 48.
但是在这个比喻的末了，第48节。
For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
So this is how the Lord answers the question.
这就是主怎么样回答了刚才那个问题。
It is not just for the 12 disciples.
不光只是为了这十二个使徒。
But this is not for everyone in this world.
也不光是为着
everyone.
这个是为着每一个人。
But it is for all believers because each believer is given a different entrustment.
是为着每一个信徒，因为每一个信他的人，神都有给我们的托付。
So in a way, the Lord expands the us that Peter was referring to from just the 12 disciples to all believers.
或者说，主在那里的回答不光只是对着这十二个门徒，是对着所有的人。
Believers, all believers.
每一个信主的人。
We are all called to be bond servants who are ready.
如果我们这样来响应呼召的时候，我们都是奴仆。
And so what are bondservants?
那什么是奴仆呢？
And so today we often may misinterpret this term bondservant.
今天我们很多时候是错解了奴仆这个词。
Because now we have the modern at-will employee and employer relationship.
今天我们都是在一个自由的雇主和被雇的关系里面。
So I'm one working for an employer.
那我是为着一个雇主工作。
And if my boss upsets me, then I can go and find another job.
如果我的主人冒犯我的话，我可以去找另外一个工作。
I'm not committed to my employer.
我并不是对着我这个雇主来向他献身。
But being a bond servant is not this type of relationship.
但是奴仆不是这样的关系。
So we're reminded even from the Old Testament how there is a Hebrew slave, and in the seventh year, he is to be set free. He or she is to be set free.
那在旧约里面，我们看到的话，里面讲到有希伯来奴仆的话，在第七年要放他自由。
And he has a choice to make.
他可以做一个选择。
Before him or her is that freedom.
在他前面有一个自由。
But if he loves his master, he said, you know, I'm willing to pierce my ear and I'm willing to serve my master forever.
但是如果他说我爱我的主人，他的耳朵就要被刺，然后他就永远服侍主人。
And so out of love for our Lord, we give ourselves completely to him.
所以是在爱里面，我们把自己完全的归给我们的主。
There is no turning back.
没有回头。
We belong to him and we belong to him forever.
如果我们属于他，就永远属于他。
And so today we want to fellowship together on three characteristics of bond servants who are ready and awaiting the Lord's return.
所以今天我们来分享这一个奴仆，他是预备好主人再来的人身上有那三个的特点。
And our theme passage mentions that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
在刚才读的章节里面讲到要在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
And these characteristics will review what it means to be faithful and wise steward.
那这三件事情就讲到怎么样成为一个忠心又有见识的管家。
So with the first characteristic, the bond servants are sober. They knew the times.
那第一个这个奴仆他必须要有的就是自守，他应该了解现在是什么时候了。
Second, righteously, we will look at the bond servants provided food in due season for the household of God.
那第二个特点就是公义，我们要看到这一个奴仆他是要按时分粮给家里的人。
And finally, this matter of godliness, they become like their Lord and Master.
那第三点就是讲到敬虔，他们要像他们自己的主人。
So first we look at the servant, this characteristic who, that he is sober.
那我们先看第一个特点，这个奴仆他要自守。
And so this word soberly, it's interesting.
这个词 自守是非常有意思的。
All the translations, they use the words sensibly, self-control, with wisdom.
很多的翻译里面讲到这里面带着敏锐的意思，带着那个自制的意思，还有带着智慧的意思。
In the Strong's Concordance, it says, with a sound mind.
所以在这个Strong 的那个马那个那个对马里面讲到，就是要带着一个全备的那个思想。
So these bond servants, how did they live soberly with a sound mind?
他们怎么样又清醒，而且又有一个全备的思想呢
？So again, this master, this lord has gone and will return.
我们刚才提到这个主人他离开了，但是又要回来。
And then in verse 38, it says, "And if he should come in the second watch." Or come in the third watch and find them so blessed are those servants.
在三十八节讲到，或是二更天来，或是三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。
And so this second and third watch are different for the Romans and the Jews.
这个二更天、三更天在罗马的系统里面和有在那个犹太人的系统里面是不一样的。
So for the Romans, the second watch is from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. and the third watch is from 12 a.m.to 3 a.m. and then there's a fourth watch till the sunrise.
在罗马的系统里面，二更天呢是晚上的九点到半夜十二点，三更天呢是半夜的十二点到早上的三点，然后还有四更天是从三点一直到天明。
For the Jews, the second watch is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. and the third watch is from 2 a.m. to sunrise.
但是在犹太人的这个律例里面。二更天是从晚上的十点到早上的两点，然后三更天是从早上两点到日出。
So the Bible scholars they differ: is it the Roman watch or is it the Jewish watch?
然后这些研究圣经的人就说，这里面讲到的是罗马的那个时间表呢，还是犹太人的时间表
？And so I interpret this passage as the Jewish watch because sunrise occurs after the third watch.
但是我来看这个章节，我自己的领受是犹太的时间表，因为在三更天之后就是天明了。
And so no matter how you interpret this, it's very late.
所以不管我们怎么解释，这里面讲到的都是非常晚的一个时候。
But these faithful servants remain awake.
但是这些人在这些忠心的仆人在这么晚的时候还是这样的忠心。
And they are sober by the fact that their master could return soon.
他们是这样的自守，因为了解到他的主人就快回来了。
And so what does it mean to stay awake and to be sober?
那这个清醒而且自守这个是什么意思呢
?So I don't want all of us to go to a mountain and then stay up late at night and watch.
我不是说让大家都到一个山顶上，然后大家都不睡觉在那里等候。
But we want to talk about what it means to be spiritually awake and sober.
但是我们要讲的是怎样在属灵里面清醒而且警醒。
So in Romans 13, 11 and 12 it says, And do this knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
在罗马书十三章十一到十二节里面这么讲，再者你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现实比初信的时候更近了，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
And so when we are asleep, we are unaware that the Lord's return is near.
如果我们是在沉睡里面，就不会可以了解到主的再来这么近了。
Life just goes by because we think there is time.
这个生命就这样流逝，因为我们不了解时间。
The sun rises, the sun sets.
太阳升起又落下。
And we have different goals in our lives that we want to accomplish.
在我们的生活里面还有好多我要做成的那些达成的目的。
And then, but then we waste most of our time watching our phone and.
然后我们就花那个浪费很多时间来看自己的手机。
And then we always think after we spend most of our life in pleasure and entertainment and whatever we want to do, then maybe at the end of our life we can get ourselves ready.
那我们就这么想，也许在这个世上我们先是享乐所有的娱乐，然后到生命的最后的时候我再来准备。
And then we also want to point out that if I am up all night, I'm going to feel tired.
那我们如果是整夜都不睡的话，早上肯定是疲惫的。
I'm going to want to sleep.
这个时候，那我就要睡觉了。
I remember those days of all-nighters when I was a college student.
当我在大学的时候，我就记得熬夜的那些日子。
And we look at how long the night has been.
那时候我就想到这个夜到底真的是很长。
And caffeine doesn't work.
而且这些咖啡因也没有来帮助我。
And so this is sometimes the thing we face in the spiritual sense. We look at the fact that the Lord has not returned for 2,000 years.
这就是在属灵里面我们的那个感受，因为主已经2000多年了，还没有再来嘛。
There's a struggle to stay awake.
所以如果我们要那个睡醒在清醒里面是非常挣扎的一件事。
And who can wake us up?
谁能够把我们叫醒呢
thank the Lord for the provision of the Holy Spirit within each and every one of us.
但是感谢神在我们每个人里面他都预备了圣灵。
He's the one who reminds us what the Lord has said.
他是那个提醒我们主所说的话语的。
And we read his word and he says, I'm coming quickly.
如果我们读他的话，主自己讲，我必快来。
Suddenly we hear there is a whisper from the glory of the coming of the Lord.
刚才我们也唱到那个诗歌里面讲到，荣耀的主就要再来。
And something within us begins to warm up and begins to be alive.
所以在我们里面就有一些被温暖，就有一些又重新的活过来。
There's that fire and passion for His soon return.
就是那个为着他来的热火还有那个热情。
We cannot afford to be careless and waste our life.
我们不能再来这样浪费自己的生命。
We cannot continue to sleep.
我们不能再继续这样的沉睡。
And so we allow the Holy Spirit to change our life and our conduct and our attitude because the Lord can return at any moment.
让着圣灵可以在我们身上来做改变的工作，在生活里面，在我们的言行都这样做。
And we need to be ready.
我们需要预备好。
And so we cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, which is Christ.
所以我们就可以脱去暗昧的行为，穿上这些光明的事情，就是主耶稣自己。
So this is a short example of this matter of soberness.
那关于清醒，我有一个小的例子。
So my parents had a dog named Joey.
我的父母有一只宠物狗叫做周里。
And he replaced me when I went off to college.
我上大学的时候，这个狗就取代了我的地位。
And one time when he was an older senior dog, I was his dog sitter because my parents went off to run errands.
那有一次呢，这个狗当时是已经很老了，在它靠后的年纪。这时候我父母呢就出去有一些他们要做的事情，我在家里面看管这个狗。
And what I noticed is that he would just stay right at the front door, right at that rug by the front door.
那我注意的就是这只狗它就留在前门旁边的那个地毯上面。
I could go pet him, play with him for a little bit.
我可以在那里拍拍它然后跟它玩一玩。
But his heart was set on sitting by the door.
但是他的心全心都是要在这个门前。
Other cars would zoom by and he would not get up.
其他的车经过的时候他不会有什么行动。
But it was only when my parents' van pulled up.To the front of the house, then he will get up and stand at the door, waiting for my parents.
但是我父母的车进到家里，开上那个garage 的时候，然后这个狗就突然间就起来来迎接。
Once my parents got in, he was so happy in greeting them and welcoming them back.
然后当我的父母进了门之后，他们就这个狗就在那里非常欢快的来迎接。
Here was one who knew his masters could come back at any time.
所以这里有一个，他知道他的主人随时会回来。
He was not distracted by anything around him, even me.
他也不会被周围的事情来搅扰，包括我。
Likewise for us, our Lord can come back at any moment.
所以对我们来讲是一样的，因为主随时可以再来。
And let us be sober by that fact and live a life that is pleasing to Him.
所以让我们因着这个事实而清醒，活一个让他喜悦的生活。
And so the second characteristic of the bondservant is that as bondservants, we should live righteously.
那第二个奴仆他的特点就是我们需要在公义里面生活。
So we know we have been made righteous to God through the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道借着主他已经完成的工作都被称义了。
We have been justified.
我们被称义。
And Christ is our righteousness.
那基督就是我们的公义。
But in our sharing in terms of righteousness, I want to take it from a different angle, this morning.
但是今天早上，当我跟大家来分享这个公义的时候，我们从另外一个角度来看一下。
And I want to consider righteous acts.
我们来看一看公义的那些行为。
Because in Revelation 19 verse 8 it says, "And to her, which is the bride of Christ, it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright."For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
在启示录第十九章第八节里面提到他，这个他就是心腹。这里面讲到他就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And so now when we look back at this parable,
现在我们来看看这个比喻。
Jesus, our Lord Jesus mentioned the faithful and wise stewards.Give portions of food to the household in due season.
主耶稣在那里面讲到，这个忠心又有见识的管家，他是管理家里的人，按时候分粮给他们。
But the servant also has a choice whether to do that or not.
那这个仆人其实是有选择，他可以这么做，也可以不这么做。
He could say in his heart, "My master is delaying his coming."
他在心里面可以这么讲，我的主人必来的迟。
And then begin to beat the male and female servants.
就动手打仆人和使女。
So as bond servants, we either have a choice of feeding the household or beating our fellow male and female bond servants.
所以作为奴仆，我们是有这样一个选择，或者是按时分粮给家里的人，
and this,
或者就是动手打其他的仆人，仆人。
And this speaks a lot about our relationship with one another in the household of God.
其实这里面讲到很多是关于我们在神的家里面彼此的关系。
What does it mean to feed the household?
按时候分粮给家里的人是什么意思？
And this reminds us of what our Lord Jesus said to Peter at the Sea of Tiberias, that he should feed and tend his lambs.
这就让我们想到当时主在提比里亚海边向彼得显现之后讲的，你喂养我的小羊。
Each of us is given a responsibility and an entrustment.
每一个我们这里的人其实都被神赐下这样的托付。
It could be our family, such as our spouse, our children, grandchildren.
也许是在家里面，是为着配偶，为着我们的儿女，甚至孙儿孙女。
For us as parents, we are responsible for the spiritual nourishment of our children.
对着父母来讲，我们有责任在属灵里面喂养自己的儿女。
I know even for myself, sometimes I'm at fault here because I would think perhaps it's the Sunday school teacher who are responsible.
那对我来讲也是这样，有的时候我的错误就在于我的孩子是那些主日学的老师来教的。
They can teach my daughters the Bible.
他们可以教导我女儿关于圣经的事。
But no, that is not what God has intended.
但这不是神他里面的意思所要我们做的。
We are to feed our children with spiritual food.
我们必须是在自己的儿女身上用属灵的食物来喂养。
Likewise, we could be responsible for nourishing our brothers and sisters at our Bible study.
同样的，在查经的时候，我们也可以来这样来喂养我们的兄弟、弟兄和姐妹。
And or another example, we have friends that we have led to the Lord, and now the Lord has called us to feed them.
或者在有一个例子，就是我们旁边的朋友们，我们带他信主，那也是在喂养他们。
And so lambs need a lot of nurturing.
羊是需要很多的那些喂养的。
Lambs do not know what food is safe to eat.
这些羊很多时候不知道什么是健康的食物。
And lambs do not know where to find green pastures to lie down and eat.
而且这些羊有的时候也不知道哪里是那青草地、溪水边可以在那里躺卧。
We each are responsible for one another.
所以我们彼此要来负责。
And we have different spheres of responsibility.
我们在各样的不同的方面有我们的责任。
And as we spend time with the Lord in His living word,
可以花时间在神那个活泼的话语上面。
We feed one another with spiritual food and bring Christ into each of our lives.
所以用这个活泼的话语彼此喂养，也把神的主的生命带进我们中间。
And we noticed recently that attendance here at our gathering is lower than before.
我们大家可能都注意到最近我们弟兄姐妹的出席比以往要少。
Perhaps fear of contracting the disease has gripped the hearts of some of our brothers and sisters.
也许有些弟兄姐妹他们心里被可能被感染那个病毒这件事情所 所搅扰。
So what do we do?
那我们怎样来做呢？
We are to feed one another rather than beat our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以我们应该来按时分粮，而不是来动手打仆人。
And we see this feeding goes beyond our Sunday meetings.
我们也看到这个喂养是在这个周日的聚会之外也有的。
When the Holy Spirit puts various brothers or sisters in our heart.
当圣灵把不同的弟兄姐妹摆在我们心里的时候
we feed them with spiritual food.
我们就用属灵的食物来喂养。
We pray for them.
我们为他祷告。
And when the Lord arranges times for us to get together, we seize these opportunities.
当神为我们安排有机会在一起的时候，就抓住这样的机会。
We provide spiritual nourishment for them and show them the Lord.
就为弟兄姐妹们来预备属灵的食物。
So that when our eyes are turned to our Lord Jesus, the things of this world will grow strangely dim.
所以我们如果转眼仰望耶稣的时候，这世上的事物都会次第变色成朦胧。
So we have to seize these opportunities that the Lord has placed before us to build each other up.
所以我们真的是要抓紧这每一个机会来彼此建造。
And now we come to the third characteristic.
现在我们来到这第三个特点。
And a ready bond servant is one that has godliness.
这个预备好的仆人，他是一个敬虔的奴仆。
And to be godly means to be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
敬虔的意思就是我们像主耶稣基督。
As he is, so our character should likewise be.
他是如何，那我们的性情也是如何。
And in this parable, we actually find something interesting, that the Lord, did here.
在这个比喻里面，我们看到主耶稣讲到的有一个很有意思的事。
And so in verse 37 of chapter 12 of Luke, it says, Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he, the master, the Lord, will gird himself and have them sit down to eat.And will come and serve them.
在第三十七节里面讲到，主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。
And so if I were a master,
如果我是个主人
，and I came home late at night,
我是晚上很晚回到家
，I would expect my servants to have dinner ready.
我的期望是这个我的仆人已经把这个晚餐做好。
And I would immediately eat the dinner.
然后我就开始来享用晚餐了。
But instead our Lord shows us a different way.
但是神主给我们看到的是不一样的。
He girds himself, has the servants sit down and eat, and he comes to serve them.
他这里面叫仆人坐席来吃，而且自己束上带子来伺候他们。
Think about that.
想一想。
It's already late at night.
那个时候已经很晚了。
He came back from a wedding feast.
他是从婚宴回来。
If anything, these servants should be serving him and making sure he's fed and gets to rest.
难道不是这个仆人来预备好，让他可以有好的休息，而且有好的饮食吗？
But our Lord instead puts himself in the position of the servant and serves the servants.
但是不是这样的，反而是我们的主他自己成为仆人来服侍这个奴仆。
This is who our Lord is.
这就是我们的主他自己。
And just like how our Lord has served us, we are to serve one another.
所以就像主怎么样来服侍我们，我们也应该这样彼此服侍。
And just like the Lord told his disciples in Matthew 20, verse 26 to 28, But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
就像在马太福音二十章二十六到二十八节这么讲，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So we are called to be like Christ.
所以我们被呼召是要像他。
And we are called to have this godly character.
我们被呼召是要有这个神那样的生命。
And sometimes when we think of this word godliness, it could sound very abstract.
有的时候我们听到这个词像神一样，这个敬虔好像很抽象。
But the Lord makes it very practical to each of us.
但是主让这个对我们每个人成为是非常实际的。
Perhaps we think godliness means we are to put an outward show. Maybe we show off we are good in certain areas.
也许我们觉得敬虔呢就是在外面要有一个表现。
But the Lord shows us that godliness originates from a life that's within.
但是主却让我们知道这个敬虔是从里面的生命彰显出来的。
Godliness is not something we try to do.
这个敬虔不是我们试着做一些事。
But godliness is an inward reality of life.
这个敬虔是我们里面那个生命的那个实际。
So this servant's heart originates from within.
所以这个奴仆的生命是从里面开始。
And so this is actually a furthering of our previous point on feeding one another.
这个就是从刚才那个在家里面按时分粮这件事一直持续下来的。
And we have to arrive at the point when we realize we do not feed out of our strength or ability.
我们必须达到一个点，可以知道不是靠着我们自己的力量来喂养。
But it is from the inner life within us.
是从里面那个生命来的。
And we are to take the same position as servants, just like how our Lord Jesus has this life of a servant.
我们必须要像主那样，他是这样一个奴仆的生命，我们里面也是同样的生命。
And we are to serve and love one another.
如此，我们就可以彼此服侍，彼此相爱。
And we see here too the humility of Christ.
我们在这里面也看到基督他的谦卑。
A master should not have to gird himself like a servant, but our Lord girded himself.
主人是不需要束上腰像个仆人一样，但我们的主却是这样做了。
Even Paul reminds us to have the mind of Christ.
保罗也这样说，就是以基督的心为心。
Although he is God, he humbled himself and became man.
他不以与神同等为强夺的，反而取了人的样子。
His outward appearance is that of a man, but his inner character is that of a bondservant.
他的外面是人的样子，他里面是那个奴仆的形象。
And so that humility is a godly character that is worked out in our lives when we cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们与圣灵的工作来合作的话，他就要在我们身上来做出这样的谦卑。
And naturally speaking, we are not humble people.
如果从我们的本性来说，我们都不是谦卑的人。
We always think we are right.
因为我们总想到自己是对的。
Even in our daily life, for example, in the husband and wife relationship.
在每天的生活里面，比如在夫妻之间。
We get arguments based on our own opinions or perspectives.
我们进入到争吵里面，是因为每个人都有自己的意见。
And so we feel I'm right, the other person's wrong.
我们的感觉总是我对了，但对方是错的。
But a person with humility does not seek to lord over another person.
但一个人如果里面有谦卑的话，他不会试着做另外一个人的主。
And we bring each other to the Lord.
然后这样我们可以把彼此带到主的面前。
And this is exactly the character of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣他自己的性情。
He knows the servants who have been watching even to the second or third watch must be tired, so he fed them first.
他知道他自己的仆人已经二更天、三更天也非常的劳累了，所以他来喂养他自己的仆人。
And so we too are to bring one another, each other to the Lord.
所以我们也应该如此彼此把我们都带到我们的主面前。
And this is godly character, a heart of service out of humility.
这个就是一个敬虔的生命，就是在里面有这个谦卑。
So now to summarize.
现在要来总结。
We see from this parable that we are all servants of God.
我们从比喻里面看到我们都是神的仆人。
To be servants who are ready for the Lord's return, we are to live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
所以如果要做一个忠心的仆人的话，我们必须在今世自守公义敬虔的度日。
When we know the times that we are in, we become sober.
如果我们知道现在所处的是在什么样的时候，就必须会清醒。
The Holy Spirit awakens us to the thought that the Lord can return at any moment.
圣灵也让我们醒过来，心里面了解到，知道主耶稣任何时候随时都可以回来。
And likewise, we are to feed one another for the building up of the body of Christ.
所以因此我们应该彼此喂养，是为这样按时候分粮，是为着建造他的身体。
And these are the righteous acts of the saints.
这些是圣徒所行的义。
And finally, we do not serve out of ourselves, but it is his godly character that is being formed.
那最后我们不是靠着自己来服侍，是这个仆人的生命在我们里面彰显出来。
We have a heart of a servant and we serve out of humility.
如果我们里面有一个奴仆的心，就可以在外面有这样的服侍。
And we are yoked with Christ and it is his life that is seen through us.
如果我们与基督同父一轭的话，那他的生命就要从我们里面流露出来。
And all three of these characteristics are worked out as we are together in the household of God.
那这三样的性情都是我们在神的家里面这样生活里面带出来的。
Now this matter of being ready.
那关乎预备好这件事。
I always have to remind myself it's not I who can make myself ready.
我经常要提醒我自己，就是不是我让自己预备好。
The more I try to make myself ready, I only end in failure.
每一次我试着要自己预备好的时候，就总是失败。
I can try to live soberly, righteously, and godly, but I cannot do it.
我也试着在这个世上自守公义、敬虔的度日，但行不出来。
But thank God when we are saved, He placed the life of Christ in us, and this life knows how to be ready.
但是感谢神，当我们得救的时候，神已经把那个生命摆在我们里面，这个生命知道怎样活出来。
And when we consecrate ourselves to be His bondservant, we give the Holy Spirit permission to work out every details of our lives.
如果我们是在奴仆这件事上认同的话，那他就可以在我们里面活出这样的生命。
And it's His life that lives through us.
是他的生命借着我们活出来。
And Brother Lawrence, his last exhortation for us was to be ready.
Lawrence 弟兄最后对我们的鼓励就是要预备好。
We may often feel we are not ready.
我们经常会感到自己没有预备好。
But we come back to the Lord's question in the midst of this parable. Who then is that a faithful and wise steward? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes.
但是我们要回来看在这个比喻里面主耶稣所问的，谁是那忠心有见识的管家呢？如果主人来到看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。
And we go before the Lord and ask him to make us that faithful and wise steward.
所以我们需要到主面前来让他使我们成为这个忠心又有见识的管家。
We cannot do it, but he is more than able to do it.
虽然我们不行，但是他是凡事都能行。
We give ourselves to the Lord.
我们把自己交给主。
And we cooperate with the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
而且在圣灵的引导下面我们来配合。
And he will change our lives to make us sober, righteous, and godly in this present age.
他就要在这个世上把我们改变，让我们成为自守公义、敬虔度日的人。
And he will capture our hearts so we may be those faithful and wise stewards serving his household when he comes.
他就可以抓住我们的心，让我们成为那个可以在他的家里面按时分粮的人。
And this is our blessed hope.
这个就是我们那个有福的盼望。
May the Lord help us.
愿意主来帮助我们。
May he say to us on the day of his soon appearing, well done.Good and faithful servant.
愿意在他显现的那一天对我们说，好，又良善又忠心的仆人。
Let's turn this time to Caleb.
下面时间交给 Caleb 弟兄。
Can we turn back to the book of Titus?
那我们现在再回到提多书。
I'll just read our passage one more time.
我再把刚才这个经文读一次。
Titus chapter 2 verses 11 through 14.
提多书第二章的11到14节。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope,in the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
We thank the Lord Jesus for giving us this common burden between Elliot and myself.
我们感谢主耶稣，因为他把这个共同的负担摆在我跟 Elliot 弟兄身上。
Speaking not only about the life of a bondservant, but alsohow a bondservant is able to live.
不光是讲到有一个奴仆的心，而且讲到奴仆该怎样生活。
How is a bondservant able to maintain that life of soberness, of righteousness, of godliness?
那这个奴仆怎样持续的在这样一个自守公义敬虔的度日里。
We thank the Lord that he reminds us in Titus that it is through a blessed hope.
那感谢神，因为在提多书里面，这里面讲到是靠着那个所盼望的福。
It is through a life of hope.
是借着那个有福的生命，
this
这个盼望的生命。
Right, this topic of hope has been quite a recurring theme recently.
啊，在最近这个盼望经常是我们所听到的一个题目。
Coincidentally, recently we're studying 1 Peter chapter 1, talking about a living hope.
那正好我们最近是查到那个彼得前书第一章里面就讲到那个活泼的盼望。
Last week, our brother shared about anchoring our hope in our Lord Jesus and not on the things of the past.
那上一周弟兄与我们交通，就是我们的盼望要抛锚在基督里面，不要在这个世上。
Yesterday's funeral service for Sister Pearl was all about hope.
那昨天那个 Pearl 姐妹的追思聚会里面充满了盼望。
I found it interesting that her company was also called Hope Realty.
那我觉得很有意思，就是她自己的那个公司叫做盼望房产。
However, the hope of these bond servants and of the faithful servants was on not just any hope, but on a particular type of hope.
那感谢神，这个有见识、忠心有见识的管家的盼望，这个奴仆的盼望，他们是一个很具体的一件盼望。
And I said previously, it was upon a blessed hope.
那刚才我也提到，这个是一个有福的盼望。
Right. So the word blessed in Greek.Comes from the word makarios.
在希腊文里面，这个盼望这个词是出于是叫做 makarios.
And the word makarios means happiness derived from God's provisions and His benefits.
这个词的意思里面就是讲到，当神他的那些供应和那些益处临到我们的时候带来的那个喜乐。
It's not just a superficial happiness, but that which is derived from his benefits as well as his provisions.
不是光是一个浅薄的外面的喜乐，是因着神他的供应和他的益处临到我们的时候而有的。
And hope in Greek is called elpis.
在那个希腊文里面也用一个词叫做 elpis.
And that's defined as expectation and trust.
那个里面讲到的就是一个期待和那个信靠。
So the definition of blessed hope is an expectation of happiness from God's provision and His benefits.
所以这两个词，一个是有福的，一个是盼望，加在一起，就是在喜乐里面来期待并且信靠神他所供应给我们的。
I mean, in essence, we're all looking for that blessed hope, are we not?
其实，在从基本上来讲，我们每个人都是这样期待这样的一个期望，不是吗？
We all desire for happiness through His blessings, right?
我们都希望在他的这个祝福里面得着喜乐，不是吗？
So why is it so difficult for us to maintain that blessed hope?
但为什么我们却不能抓住这样有福的盼望呢？
Why do we consider these servants who recently passed away so faithful, holding on to that blessed hope? Why was that so difficult?
那为什么我们在想到离开我们的圣徒，他们怎么样在世上这么的抓住有福的确据，对我们来讲却又是这么的困难呢？
Many of us may have originally started with that blessed hope, but easily have lost it.
有些人在我们中间其实已经抓住了这个有福的盼望，但是后来又失去了。
I feel that many of us have failed to really see the essence of what this blessed hope is truly about.
那我的感觉就是在我们中间很多的人，我们已经失去了，没有看到这个有福的盼望它里面那些最基本的。
If I may, I'd like to spend the next, hopefully 20 minutes, quickly just summarizing the three aspects of a blessed hope and what God truly desires for us to gain from it.
那在下面这个短短的20分钟，我就来跟大家来分享这个有福的盼望里面这三个方面。
First of all, we need to be saved from our lawless deeds.
第一个就是我们要从那个罪的那些行为里面要被拯救。
Secondly, this blessed hope will purify for himself a people for his own possession.
那第二点就是他这个有福的盼望要洁净我们，特作自己的子民。
And lastly, a blessed hope will bring about a zealousness for good deeds.
那第三点就是这个有福的盼望会带来我们热心为善这些行为。
So the first thing for us to look for that blessed hope is for us to be saved.
所以第一件事，如果要得着这有福的盼望，必须要蒙拯救。
We cannot emphasize this point enough.
我们不能再来强调。
It is much more than coming to church.
这个比光是来教会要多得多。
It is much more than coming to church three times a week.
而且比一周来三次还要多。
To look for that blessed hope, you must be saved.
如果你要得着这样有福的盼望，必须先要得救。
You must receive the Lord Jesus into your life.
你必须接受主耶稣到你的生命里。
He needs to be your Savior.
他必须要成为你的救主。
He needs to be the God of your life.
他必须要成为你生活里面的神。
Perhaps you've heard of the gospel message many times.
也许你已经听了许多次福音的信息。
You heard about how God created man for his communion, to have a relationship with him.
也许你听到了神创造人是为着与人有这样一个交通，有这样一个关系。
But sin entered this world.
但是罪进到这个世界。
Satan deceived man and allowed sin into this world.
撒旦欺骗了人，然后罪就进到这个世界。
And that once wonderful communion and relationship with God was now broken.
所以那个甜蜜的交通还有那个关系就被打破了。
And to restore this relationship was no small matter.
那如果要恢复这样的关系，不是一件小事。
It required death.
因为它需要的是死亡。
Because we know the wages of sin is death.
因为我们知道罪的工价就是死。
And God is a righteous and holy God.
而且神是圣洁公义的神。
And He will not allow sin.
他不可能允许罪。
He cannot see the side of sin.
他不能在眼中看到罪恶。
He is a holy God.
他是一个圣洁的神。
And death was required to restore our relationship.
所以死亡是必须要的，才能够恢复这样的关系。
So a lamb would not do because it was only temporary.
所以一个羔羊都不足够，因为它只是暂时的。
So he sent his only begotten son to pay for our sins.
所以他把他的独生子赐下来，为着我们的罪而赎。
He bore our sins and he died on our behalf.
所以他担当了我们的罪。是为着我们而死。
And he rose again.
然后他又复活。
And through that sacrifice, he restored that relationship between us and God.
借着这样的牺牲，他恢复了我们与神之间这样的关系。
And what we need to do is accept him as our personal savior.
所以我们需要做的就是接受他做我们个人的救主。
The first step of looking for a blessed hope.
这是要得着要仰望这个有福的盼望的第一步
is to be saved from all lawless deeds.
就是脱离一切的罪恶。
However, salvation, as beautiful as it is, God wants more.
但是这个救恩呢是如此的奇妙，神在救恩里面得着的更多。
Once we receive the Lord Jesus into our lives, God desires to have communion once again with us.
当我们一接受主到我们生命里面的时候，他就与我们先恢复这样的关系。
He wants to grow us, he wants to mature us.
然后他就让我们成长，而且让我们成熟。
He wants us to learn from him.
他让我们从他而学习。
Imagine you getting into Harvard University.
来想象一下，如果你进到哈佛大学。
I got in.
我已经进了哈佛大学。
But you know what? I'm not going to learn a thing.
但是我你知道吗我什么都不去学。
I'm not going to class, I'm not taking any tests, I'm not going to labs.
那我也不去听课也不去考试甚至不去做实验。
I got in, it's enough.
因为我已经进了哈佛了已经很好了足够了。
Yes, God wants to save you.
没错神是要拯救我们。
But he wants you to grow and he wants you to learn.
但是他要你继续的长大继续的学习。
He wants you to know what it's like to have communion with him.
他要让你知道怎么样可以与他再有这样的交通。
And this comes to our second point.
这就是我们要讲的第二点。
This blessed hope will purify for himself a people for his own possession.
这个有福的盼望要洁净我们特作他自己的子民。
He wants to deal with us.
他要对付我们。
That communion Though it came at a cost, it takes time to grow.
这个交通因为付了极大的代价，所以需要时间来增长。
And we know that purification is not a happy event.
那我们知道这个洁净其实不是一个让人很享受、很喜乐的。
Well, I wouldn't say not happy. It's not easy.
我其实不应该这么说，好像不快乐的。我应该这么讲，是不容易的。
And in purification, it often leads to what we call godly sorrow.
这个洁净经常带我们进到一个事情叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
How can we talk about godly sorrow here? We're talking about a blessed hope.
为什么我们在讲有福的盼望的时候，突然提到一个事情叫做按着神的意思忧愁呢？
Because this sorrow is not of man, but it is a godly sorrow.
因为这个忧愁不是出于人，是依着神的意思。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 10, it says that godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
因为在哥林多后书第七章第十节那里面讲，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
God deals with the things that do not belong through difficulties and trials.
那神对付我们是用着一些苦难，用着一些难处。
And in doing so, often brings us to this sorrow that leads to a repentance.
经常我们在受苦里面就带着我们进到悔改。
The example comes from purifying precious metals.
这个例子呢，我们就可以想到那些金属怎么样得洁净。
During the purification process, not only is high heat required.
在这个提炼的过程里面，不光是要有很高的温度。
But the purification process allows a lot of the impurities to come up.
而且这个提炼的过程里面，让很多的杂质被带出来。
And then you see it, and it can be dealt with.
然后你看见它，才可以被对付掉。
Very similar to us, during trials, a lot of our own impurities come up.
对我们是一样的，在试炼里面，我们里面的不洁净就被带出来了。
A lot of the things that do not belong become identified.
有一些不属于的我们的事情就被我们所认知。
I was trying to think of an example about a friend I knew or anything, but the only thing I could think of was an example of my own life.
那我本来是想用一个其他人的例子，但我能想到的就是自己的例子。
I'm sure you guys are probably tired of hearing me say that work has been very difficult for me.
我想大家可能已经厌烦了，因为我以前也提过，在那个工作里面我是很烦累的。
And during prayer meetings, I bring up work, and I used to pray about how God, may you deal with this one person so that maybe they could come to know Jesus or something like that.
那有的时候呢，在周三的祷告聚会，我也把我工作上的事情提出来，因为在工作里面有一个人总是给我难处，所以我就求神解决。
It's interesting because the more I prayed, actually that one person multiplied to three people.
那很有意思，当我这么祷告祈求的时候，这个给我难处的人就从一个变成三个了。
And to me, that was worldly sorrow.
那对我来讲，其实我的忧愁是属世的。
It brought death to me.
因为他把死带到我里面。
It wasn't until I came before the Lord Jesus and I surrendered myself to his hands.
只有当我真的到主耶稣面前把自己降服在他脚下的时候。
God, what is it that you want me to learn from this?
神啊，你是让我在这件事里面到底学什么？
And he revealed to me so many of my own impurities.
然后他就向我来显明有多少我里面的不洁净。
I was a very selfish man.
我是一个很自私的人。
I did not love my neighbor.
我并不是爱人如己。
I did not care for the well-being of others.
我也不关心别人的好处。
I was bitter.
我里面有苦毒。
I had envy in my heart.
我在里面有那个嫉妒。
The list goes on and on.
那这个单子就一直一直的持续下去。
And the Lord thankfully brought about a godly sorrow in my heart.
感谢神，神就把那依着神的意思的那个忧愁摆在我里面。
And I could do nothing but repent.
那我什么都不能做，只有在他面前悔改。
And thankfully, this left no regret.
但是感谢神，这就生出那个没有后悔的。
And I began to experience a little of the blessed hope in my life.
然后就在我的生命里面感受到一点点那个有福的盼望到底是什么。
I began to experience the happiness of his provisions.
然后我就可以来经历在这样的一个供应里面那个喜乐。
All the joy of his benefits.
就是他带来的益处里面那样的喜乐。
All right, I must go on.
那我必须要继续了。
Second part of purification requires perseverance.
那第二个在这个试炼里面的就是带来忍耐。
And we can see this in Romans chapter 5.
我们是在罗马书第五章看到的。
Romans chapter 5, 3 to 4 says this, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope."
在罗马书第五章三到四节是这么讲的，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
Trials, again, as we said, are not easy.
刚才我们已经提到了，试炼不是那么容易的。
Trials are even harder when they're prolonged.
如果这个患难是持续的，那就更难了。
So how many times do we pray that God, please, take this away from me?
多少次我们向神祷告，就是说，神呐，你把这件事拿走。
God, I can no longer handle it.
神呐，我已经不可能应付这件事了。
Let me just get past this trial, please.
让我真的从这个试炼里面可以过来。请你一定要这样。
And often God in His mercy, He allows us to get past the tribulation.
那在神的怜悯里面，有的时候他真的是让我们从这个试炼里面出来。
But soon, before you know it, a very similar tribulation comes again.
但是不知不觉，同样的一个试炼又来到了。
And we seem like we have not yet learned that lesson that God wants us to learn.
所以我们很多时候就是没有来学到神让我们该学的功课。
So can we learn this time to say, God, teach me what you desire for me to learn?
所以我们能不能这样来学习，就是向神祈求说，神啊，你教导我，我该学什么。
Finish your work that your image and your character can be seen in me.
完成你的工作，在我的身上，在我里面可以看到你里面的性情。
Just like a silversmith, they say that they keep purifying the silver till they could see his own reflection.
就像那个银匠的例子里面，银匠来那个提炼来洁净这个银子，直到这个银子最后可以在上面看到自己的样子。
And this is what is reflected in Romans chapter
5. 这个就是在罗马书第五章里面所让我们看到的。
Tribulation leads to perseverance leads to character, and character hope, the character of Christ.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望这就是在基督里。
So may we persevere through these times of purification, that His character may be revealed in us.
所以愿意我们在这些患难里面忍耐，可以得着这样的性格。
Purification also leads us to become a people for His own possession.
而且洁净带我们成为他自己的子民。
What does it mean to be a people for His own possession?
那特作自己的子民这句话什么意思？
God doesn't just purify us so that we can be good people.
那神洁净我们并不是让我们成为很好的一群人。
But He purifies us to draw Him back to Himself.
他洁净了我们之后，把我们再引到自己的面前。
When we receive Christ, that relationship with the Father was now restored.
当我们接受主的时候，与父的关系已经被恢复了。
So may we use this new freedom to commune with our Lord Jesus.
所以在这个新得到的自由里面，我们可以与神与父来交流。
And to no longer live a life of sin.
不再活在罪里面。
Also to be His own people is to do His work, His will.
而且特作自己的子民，那就是我们要行神的旨意。
And again, as we said previously, being purified isn't just so that you are useful to this world.
刚才我们已经提到了，被洁净之后，不是说在这个世上成为有用的人。
It's like an apprentice teaching, apprentice. Sorry.
就像一个师傅来教一个学徒。
A student. How about that? Okay. A blacksmith doesn't teach his apprentice to become an electrician, right?
所以一个铁匠他不会说把自己的学徒教成一个
like electrician,
一个那个电工。
A carpenter doesn't teach, you know, his apprentice how to be a plumber, right?
那木匠不会把自己的那个学生教成一个那个管道工。
Excuse me, sorry, that's difficult.
No problem.
And God purifies us not to be used by this world, but for His good work.
所以神洁净我们，不是让我们在这个世上成为一些有用的人，是为了自己。
For His good pleasure.
是为着他自己的喜悦。
Not to be enslaved by sin once again.
不是说再回到罪里面做奴仆。
But to be under our loving and our kind master.
是在这个慈爱恩典的神的手里。
So though this process of purification is difficult,
虽然这个洁净的过程是很困难的
it leads to a wonderful result of joy.
但是却带出一个如此美好的结局，就是欢欢喜喜
And it also leads us to a zealousness for good works.
而且带我们进到一个热心为善的里面。
As we know, good deeds cannot come from ourselves.
我们已经知道好行为不可能从我们自己里面出来。
Sure, we can do some nice things for people.
没错，我们可以向人行善。
But often those good deeds are short-lived and they're often conditional.
但很多时候这些行为是短暂的，而且是带着条件的。
For instance, you take someone out for lunch.
比如说你带人去吃午饭。
You take them out for lunch again.
然后你再带他们去吃午饭。
After the third or fourth time, this person still hasn't taken you out to lunch.
第三次之后他还没有再回请你。
Right, right. So, I'm going to stop taking this person out to lunch.
然后我就不再跟这个人再去吃午餐了。
Our good deeds and our good works are very short-lived and conditional if it comes from yourself.
所以我们的好行为是短暂的，而且呢是有条件的，这个是从我们自己里面出来。
And just as Brother Elliot had mentioned about godliness,
就像 Elliot 弟兄提到敬虔
this godliness.Can only come from the indwelling the Holy Spirit.
这个敬虔只能是从这个内住的灵才能够彰显出来。
So after we're purified and consecrated for His good works, this leads to something different from within.
当我们被洁净奉献给他之后，从里面才会有一个不同的生命出来。
Not just good works, but a zeal for good works.
不光是好的行为这些善，而且是有一个热心是为着善。
Zeal is defined as great enthusiasm.
这个热心就它的解释就是一个极大的一个热诚。
And this enthusiasm is not just an emotional response, but it is something deeper.
不只是一个感情上面的一个热情，而是一个很深的。
And it's deeper than just a conviction, but it comes from a life from within.
甚至比一个信服更加的深。是从最深的生命里面出来的。
Last weekend, I just came back from a funeral, and I was speaking to one of my old aunts there.
在上一周，我到外地参加一个追思的聚会，跟我一个一个 aunt， 跟我一个阿姨讲话。
Yeah, and we were talking about the old faithful saints who are still serving the Lord.
我们就提到有许多年长的圣徒在很年长的时候还在服侍神。
And how they were speaking with such authority and such clarity of mind.
他们是如何的在权柄里面是用着这么清醒的思想跟我们来交通来服侍。
And she said this one thing.
然后她我的这个阿姨就讲了一件事。
She said this isn't a matter of one pushing through.One serving out of their own mind and their own will.
然后他就说，这一个人不是从他自己的思想、自己的意志里面来服侍。
It is not through their own endurance or their own ability.
也不是从他们自己里面的能力来服侍。
But it comes from a zeal, from an indwelling spirit from within.
是从他们里面的灵那个热心里面。生出来的。
And this is why they're still able to speak with such clarity and with authority for the will, for the word of God.
这就是为什么他们现在传神的话还是这么的清晰，还是这么的有权柄。
To enjoy, to experience this blessed hope, one must look to that indwelling spirit from within.
所以如果要来享受这个有福的盼望，必须是借着里面那个内住的灵。
Allow that spirit to carry us.
让这个圣灵来带领我们。
To lead us so that we can enjoy in His provision.
所以来引领让我们享受他为我们所有的安排。
I didn't mention this earlier, but that hope isn't just something to be seen one day.
刚才我没有提到的，就是这个盼望不是说到某一天看到的。
But I believe a lot of the elder brothers and sisters realize that this blessed hope can be experienced every single day.
就像许多年长的弟兄姐妹一样，他们是在今天每一天都可以来经历这样的盼望。
And yes, while we look forward to that day when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ one day.
没错，我们真的是仰望那一天可以与我们的主耶稣遇见面对面。
But while we're on this earth. We may enjoy in that blessed hope.
但是在这个地上我们也可以来享受这个有福的盼望。
We may experience that happiness that comes from his provision and his benefits.
我们也可以来享受就是在他的预备在他的给我们供应的益处里面所有的喜乐。
This blessed hope can only come from our Lord Jesus.
这个有福的盼望只有从主耶稣基督那里才能够有。
And for us to endure as bond servants, to live a life of soberness, to live a godly life, and to live a life of righteousness, we have to rely upon this blessed hope in our Lord Jesus.
所以对于有忠心有见识的仆人，这些奴仆在这个忍耐里面，可以在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，必须要依赖这样有福的盼望。
And to experience this blessed hope, we must first come to accept the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior.
所以要经历这样有福的盼望，第一件事，你必须要接受主耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
And we need to be purified to be a people for His own purpose, for His own possession.
所以我们必须要被洁净，可以特作他自己的子民。
And a purification that comes from Him will lead to godly sorrow, which also leads to repentance.
所以如果我们这样被洁净的话，就会有那依着神的意思而来的忧愁，但这个忧愁带给我们没有后悔的懊悔。
And in these trials, we must persevere.
所以在这些患难里面，我们必须要有忍耐。
And to persevere until His character is seen in us.
一直的忍耐，直到他的性情被坐在我们身上。
And ultimately, we'll be used for His good purpose.
那最后我们可以被他使用，是为着行善。
And as we live, may the Lord fill our hearts with that zeal for Him.
所以愿意我们生活在这里，心里面充满了向着他的热心。
And if He calls us to have lunch with that one person once again,
也许神在呼召我们跟那个人再来去出去吃午餐。
We will gladly and obediently follow His calling.
所以我们是非常欢乐的来顺从他在我们里面的这个呼召。
May the Lord keep us.
愿意神保守我们。
May the Lord continue to give us a faithfulness.
愿意神继续把这个忠心摆在我们里面。
That at that day, as our brother had shared, may He call us good and faithful servants.
就像刚才弟兄所交通的，愿意到那一天，他可以说好，又良善又忠心的仆人。
Why don't we pray?
让我们祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, we just thank you.
啊，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We recognize that we are weak.
你认识到我们是软弱的。
We recognize that our time and our energy is often placed on the wrong things.
我们也认识到我们的时间精力都是摆在很多不对的事情上面。
And when we're tired and when we are in despair, we ask why.
主啊，当我们疲倦，当我们作难，心里作难的时候，要向你问为什么这样。
God, in your kindness, you remind us through your words.
主啊，但是在你的美善里面，你来向我们用你的话来提醒。
You do a marvelous work in our lives.
你在我们的生命里面做了何等奇妙的事。
And you teach us, and you draw us back to yourself.
你教导我们，也把我们带回到你自己的身边。
And you teach us the life of a bond servant.
你教导我们关于这个奴仆的功课。
Not only to live a sober life, but also a righteous and a godly life in this present age.
不光是在这个世上有自守的生活，而且有公义敬虔度日的生活。
And while we feel weak, you remind us of your blessed hope.
当我们软弱的时候，你也来提醒我们这个有福的盼望。
You remind us of your sacrifice on the cross.
你用你自己在十字架上的牺牲来提醒我们。
But you also remind us of the efficacy of your blood.
而且你让我们看到你宝血的功效。
That has redeemed us from all of our lawless deeds.
救我们脱离了一切的罪恶。
And in your love and your kindness, you purify us.
你在你的爱跟怜悯恩典里面，你也洁净我们。
You purify us through many trials.
你在许多的患难里面来洁净我们。
You bring us through godly sorrow and a heart of repentance.
你带我们进入到这个依着神的意思的懊悔，也带我们进到悔改里面。
But in your blessed hope, you maintain us through this time.
但是在这个有福的盼望里面，你一直的保守我们。
And you help us to persevere until your character is revealed in us.
你让我们在忍耐里面，直到你的性情制作在我们身上。
Until we're in that state of obedience for your works.
直到我们可以顺服为着你自己的旨意跟工作。
Just as you dealt with Abraham for 100 years, when you dealt with him, he obeyed you completely.
就像你在亚伯拉罕身上啊，百年这么长时间所做的工作，直到他完全的顺服在你的面前。
As he lived a life of zeal for you, may you also finish your work in us.
就像他怎样向着你这样热心的生活，求你也坐在我们中间。
That we may live a life pleasing to the Master.
让我们也活一个生活是让主人快乐的。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你，主耶稣。
We pray this all in thy precious name.
如此的祷告是奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，这个早晨在借着提多书和两位弟兄的信息，主来对我们说话。
We thank the Lord that He again speaks.